Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The offense picks up basically where they left off last year in the regular season. They had to settle for 6 field goals. It still dropped 32. It felt like they were trying to drop 50 on the Jets, and they kind of scaled it back a little bit there. But this is how deadly this offense is without Christian McCaffrey. And also, Shasky, it's the longest streak allowed by the Jets within a game in the past 45 years. So they hadn't allowed a team to score in 8 consecutive possessions, and the Niners hadn't done that offensively since at least 1978.
Well, eventually they're going to have to convert a majority of those field goal attempts into touchdowns, and we all agree there. I felt like there was a satisfaction I received from watching that game last night, because you know that I'm a big believer in Jordan Mason, and I have been for a long time. And I always worry about over usage, because any play can be your final play in the NFL, and something can happen at any point. And when you have a game that's already in control, I like to use other players to get them up to speed and to rest my top dogs. So seeing Jordan Mason run the way that he did last night, there was a small sense of like, man, a lot of people that have been pining for JP to get touches, like, you feel a little validated last night. Yeah. I thought early on in the game, he was a little like just too quick. Sometimes he just gets a little quick. He's trying to hit the hole super fast. Right. There's a specific cadence you have to play in the Shanahan system. You can't go too fast. You can't go too slow. And you have to be able to time up your cutback. Yeah. And I thought as the game went on and he settled in, he looked amazing.
Yep. You know, he looked really, really good. Red zone stats, Spadoni, your red zone stats. What are Niners' red zone stats? And a caller. Hey, you know what? Who's that caller? This is a great point. 707, real quick, it's the mobile text line. We kind of laughed at the young man. Who was it that said the game is going to be 32-7? He wasn't far off. He got the 32 part right. 707, you're right. He got the 32 points right with the 49ers. He got that one down packed. He didn't get the 7 right, but he was close. He was close. Red zone numbers,
So Spadoni. This is from last season, the NFL team red zone scoring percentage, and this is for just touchdowns only. So The Niners led all the NFL last year. 68% of their red zone trips, they scored a touchdown. Second was Detroit with 66. Miami, so you start to get a trend here. You guys know who the bottom was?
Raiders.
No. The Raiders, surprisingly, in the early 20s. The New York Jets, 32.43% last year. Did you guys hear Troy Aikman on the broadcast? Obviously,
no.
He said, he's like, you know, it is something to go from Aaron Rodgers after having the three worst years of the history of quarterback in the NFL.
Wow.
He said that about Zach Wilson.
Oh, my gosh. Just damn, Troy Aikman doesn't hold back anymore.
What did Troy think of Brock Purdy? Because I thought Brock Purdy, he's just so calm.
He loves Brock Purdy. I'll grab the sound. He said if he was drafted in the first round, no, he'd be talking like this. He's one of his favorite quarterbacks to watch in the NFL. He loves him.
He's right. Real quick on those red zone numbers. Doesn't that kind of ease the tension there with the red zone? When you hear those numbers saying last year that they were number one, they'll figure it out. The first game of the season, I saw Green Bay had to settle for a field goal left and right against Philadelphia. They did the same thing. Week one is just sloppy and all around the league.
They scored like three touchdowns on the same drive. They kept getting called back. Right. So I have no issues. They're going to figure it out. It's week one, okay? Wow. And of all the teams in the league that have an excuse, I think it would be the one where Ayuk and Trent just showed up.
By the way, that caller, apparently, the Roasters, people listen every day. Not only did he get the 32 points right, apparently, from the 510 Xfinity Mobile text line, Chasky and Spadoni, the caller also said they would score on seven straight drives, and they ended up scoring on eight straight drives. Whoever that caller is, call back.
Yeah, I apologize.
Because we were chuckling here. How are you going to get to 32? Well, they got the 32 last night.
On Purdy. There was a really nice scramble where he dove like kind of like face first, if you will.
That was on a total play touchdown drive when they took it when they went up 10-7.
There's one element. There was another play later on in the game where he was rolling out to his right and there was no one there. Brock, use your legs a little more. That's all I'm going to say. I love the way you throw the ball. You're such a good catchable ball. I love the way he's in full command. He scans the field. He made a beautiful throw to Juwan James. Just an absolute rip of a throw intermediately over the top. But I think the element of the game that I think can open him up a little more and the team up a little more, there's a time and a place where dog, use your legs. You've got good legs. Like you, I want to see you run a little more. Not a lot, just a little more. And I think the over-under last night was 8.5 for his prop on running. Dude, he can. There are 25 yards out there every game if he just wants to scramble a little. But I would also say, your dad played baseball. I need you to slide, young man. You cannot go down. I just think that Brock played such a clean game yesterday. I'm so impressed with him. And it wasn't even one of his A games.
One carry for 11 yards for Brock Purdy. The scramble you mentioned, when they took a 13-7 lead, I forgot they went 7-6. It was 13-7, not 10-7. But that 12-play, 87-yard drive where the Niners only dropped back three times, that's when they established themselves yesterday and said, we're here for the 2024 season, and this is who we are. Look at the drive, and I'll just go down to play log here. Three dropbacks. The first play, first and 10 at their own 33. Purdy scramble for the 11 yards. His only scramble today. Then they give Debo right in 6 yards. Then you go Jordan Mason. You go four straight carries to Jordan Mason. Then you drop back, Debo on a quick slant. Jets break it up. DJ Reed, he's celebrating. They're feeling good about themselves. Then second down, he hits Jennings on that nice intermediate play for 22 yards. And then they go back to Jordan Mason. And they go back to Debo. And they go back to Jordan Mason. And they go back to Debo. And that's when they establish themselves saying, we're just going to run the ball down your throat. We're going to play bully ball. By the way, in 5 minutes, we're going to qualify somebody for a mystery jersey. A mystery jersey. When a red, gold win, you win too. Presented by Habba's Law. Look, we're going to play a sounder. We're going to play a sounder. This will be the sounder.
Second and goal. Mason bobbling it, but a touchdown. What an impressive night tonight for Jordan Mason.
That'll be our sounder. And when you hear that sounder, be the 10th caller to call the contest line at 415-523-4652. That is coming up. You want to download Odyssey for that. If you're not around, download the Odyssey app, 95.7 The Game. Thousands of other stations and millions of podcasts are free on the Odyssey app. And you can follow your favorite teams, stations, and radio shows and catch amazing interviews you missed all throughout the day at 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570. We'll get to calls in just a second. Go ahead, Jasker.
I'm going to start the campaign right now because I'm done with it. They better start calling holds on Nick Bosa. It is driving me crazy. He got chokehold last night like he was in the living room of the Shasky household in the late 80s. It was an unbelievable, like the sleeper hold was put on him. There was one where he spun to the inside and was backing up like this, and the guy had the Draymond Rudy Gobert chokehold on him, and I'm like, it's right in front of the official. Are we, like, I'm not even trying to be that guy. I'm really not. But, like, enough is enough. Nick Bosa, can he get a flag? Like, This is, I'm at the point now where I think he just needs to throw his hands up and fall to the ground. He needs to start doing the James Harden and flop because he's not getting any calls. And it's honestly driving me crazy because he's such a great player and people are going to go, oh, Bosa didn't do anything last night. Are you kidding me? Bosa was getting great pressure last night. I thought other guys were stepping up. They were forcing the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands. 1 and 2 and 3 step drops all night, all night. Enough is enough. Call a hold on Nick Bosa. So every week that I see it, it is an obligation now. I'm going to call it out and I'm going to bring it up. I am tired because when they're getting to the playoffs, I don't want to wait till then. It's too late. It's like Curry getting fouled off ball. It's driving me crazy. Call the hold. He's getting choke hold. It's driving me crazy.
It's not going to drive me crazy that much.
He had a dominant game. 2-3 sacks last night.
They held the touchdown, but this is what happened. The Niners will review the film. They'll send the film to the league office, and the league office will get a notice from the 49ers, just like they do in the NBA. It's like they do in baseball. Hey, you know, when you're playing this guy, your crew, look at this hole right here. We need this call. So the Niners behind the scenes will no doubt send a film to the league office saying, hey, there's some holes here, we think, and every team in the league does this. Every team in the league will do this to defend their guys, saying, hey, are you going to call this play? So when that next crew comes in, Shanahan, before the game, we'll talk to the crew. Hey, you know, number 97 gets held a lot. Look for this, look for that, look for this. And that conversation will be an ongoing dialogue every single game, all season long, when it comes to holdings in the NFL.
He beat, I think it was Tyrone on one, and then he switched to the other side on the next play. And Tyrone on, he just like tackled him. He beat him around, and he put his arm under his throat, and then just took him down. And I'm like, okay, time out here. Like, you're going to call some weak stuff on Debo as Jordan Mason is tap dancing into the end zone? Just call it on Bosa. And then instead, it steps up, you know, Aaron Rodgers, and he completes a pass downfield. I'm like, no, that's clearly a hold. All I'm saying is, I'm not waiting till the Super Bowl. I'm calling it out in real time. Call the holds. He's a great player. He's done it for 5 straight years. He deserves appropriate just due. Call the holds.
Let's go to Kevin in San Jose. Kevin, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, what's up, guys? I love your show. I just wanted to say I'm really not worried about McCaffrey. I'm more worried about Brock Purdy. He didn't play that well last night. This game should have been 50-7. Jordan Mason played well. I think we should just load manage McCaffrey and see how he does. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt, Kevin. You don't think Purdy played that well? How do 888-957-9570? How do people think Purdy played? Purdy played last night? I thought he was fine. I thought he mastered the offense. He was very comfortable. There's a couple throws that I think he would like back. It was a couple throws I would like back. Looking down to see him, Sobert, the safety, did a great job of breaking on the route. Should have picked it off. He should have picked it off. There, he had their hands on a couple footballs there, but it could have had a couple interceptions, the no throws or whatnot. But for the most part, I thought Purdy played a B-minus game yesterday, and it was solid. It was good enough to win. Purdy was fine.
He didn't put the ball in harm's way. He hit open receivers, and I thought that he did exactly what you want your quarterback to do. Win the game going away.
Here's Shedahead on how he thought Purdy looked without Christian McCaffrey.
He seemed very, very good. I mean, there was many plays that he left out there. I thought he made some big-time plays. I mean, there towards the end, you know, got a little conservative, just felt that we had the game and wanted to focus on winning the game. So we didn't have him do a lot there at the end, and he was very smart with the ball, made sure that there was no chance for them to get back in the game.
Second and goal. Mason bobbling it, but a touchdown. What an impressive night tonight for Jordan Mason.
All right, stats high. Be the 10th caller right now to call the contest line at 415-523-4652. That's 415-523-4652. And you will win a mystery jersey presented by Habba's Law, because Habba's Law always puts people in the best position to win. Call right now. 415-523-4652 is the number. Be the 10th caller to call, and you, my friend, will win a mystery jersey. Let's go to Miguel in San Antonio, Texas.
What's up, Miguel?
Miguel, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
Yo, Bonte, Chasky, we're back, faithful. We're back. Victory Tuesday. What a beatdown on Monday night in front of the whole nation. We're here. Niners are here. Hey, I just want to go down a quick list. I'll make it quick. I'm going to save Purdy for the end. But just my guy, as I called you guys a lot of times last season. I mean, my guy, Fred Warner, that punching out the ball, tip of the iceberg, man. This Fred just leads the defense, 5 solo tackles. You know, he's just out there getting everybody straight, getting everybody ready to go. Moody, 6 field goals, 20 points. He is proving the Niners offense correct. He's earning that high draft pick. That's when we lost Gold. A lot of people were, you know, going crazy about drafting him that high. But hey, this is the future. We need a kicker. This is the NFL. You need a kicker. Going down. JP. Everybody started calling him Baby Lynch. Hey, McCaffrey knows the truth. He said, Do you? Hey, JP said, I'm doing me. He had over 5 yards of carry.
Yep.
You know what? It's great we got him. We got to keep McCaffrey healthy. We got to get him back to 100%. Keep him fresh. It's a long season. We want a deep run. Let's manage it correctly. No, I have no problem with what I saw last night with that. O-line, Hooney, what a massive upgrade. We got something here.
Yep.
Great pickup.
Yep.
That the pass protection was there, but that run game was on point.
Yep.
I mean, that O-line was opening up those holes. I mean, JP was just through the middle. There wasn't a lot of dancing out. I mean, he was doing his thing, but he was hitting those holes.
Running north to south, Miguel.
Yep. Hey, I'm almost done. Jennings, 3rd and 1, 5 targets, 5 receptions. He is so crucial, especially, you know, VA just getting that rust off. You know, the unfortunate thing that happened to our boy downtown. Hey, Jennings is always there. 3rd and 1. Love it. I'm so happy. And then Purdy, this is my last one. He got sacked twice. He's throwing with pressure in the pocket.
Yep.
He's legit. I'm a believer. I've been a believer since that first game when he went in the Miami game. I am a supporter. He is legit.
Yeah.
He had, I mean, the only thing he had 11 yard where he dove head first. I'm like, none of that. But just when he's in pressure, like that dump off to Debo got his positive yards. Hey, we're back, faithful.
Good call,
I'm just
Miguel.
So happy.
I know you're happy. I can hear your happiness, man. Purdy, and you should believe in Brock Purdy. He is the quarterback for this football team. I don't care how much he's getting paid next season. I want this guy around for a long, long time because this offense functions at a very high level with Brock Purdy under center. Now, it also helps when you get Big Trent Williams back. And, folks, Big Trent Williams, You wonder how he's no training camp, no problem for him. He did not allow a single pressure against the Jets on 33 pass block attempts. It was Williams' first game without allowing a pressure since week three of 2022. This guy didn't allow a single pressure yesterday in his first game back. He had to run in the locker room and get an IV.
Okay, that's
Big Trent was working.
Yeah.
He was working. Then he got back into the game late. Big Trent, no drop off there. This guy looked like he could play another 4 or 5 years.
You ever had an IV?
No, and it's not about getting IVs. I've stayed away from them. Like, I don't need IVs yet.
It's like a pure shot of Gatorade, like throughout the whole body when you're dehydrated. It's incredible.
How many IVs have you had in your life?
Just when I had COVID and I passed out at Target and I thought I died. But I will say this about Brock Purdy. Walking around that parking lot and around that stadium, I was blown away how many Brock Purdy jerseys there were.
He's just a quarterback of the 49ers.
I always like assessing like what jerseys are out there. A lot of 19 Debos, a lot of Bosas, so many Fred Warners.
Yeah, but we love our quarterbacks here.
No doubt. But B, like, again, he's only been around a couple of years, and there are a lot of great players that you could get on this team. A lot of Purdy jerseys, a lot of new Purdy jerseys. And rightfully so, dude. I mean, the guy plays the game the right way. And then I listen to these things. Maybe nobody else picks up on this, but for years, the Niners would just announce their defense in the introductory...
Yeah.
What do they call that?
Starting lineup.
Yeah, naming the starting lineup. Colton McKivitz.
Right.
I don't love that where the fans say everything. Brock Purdy was the last guy called out yesterday. And just when he came flying out, the whole place was going crazy.
Right.
Trent got a huge ovation.
No, but this fan base loves Brock Purdy from day when he came in. I'm telling you, man, that Dolphins game, and Danny, to have your first start of your career against Tom Brady, that expedites everything.
Yeah.
Think about it. There's Tom Brady and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Were they defending Super Bowl champs at the time? Were they defending Super Bowl champs at the time?
No, they're a year removed from winning the Super Bowl. So they remember the year prior.
They're a year removed. You're right. Because they lost to the Rams, and the Rams ended up winning. But Tom Brady's in town, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're starting a quarterback who was picked last in the draft. Thinking, hot. Brady and Brock Purdy in the first play of that game. Remember that Tampa Bay game? First play, he got rocked. Mm-hmm. He got rocked on the blitz. They called, I didn't think it was a good call, but they called unnecessary roughness. And that's, you know, boom, 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 boom. They go on a 6-play drive, touchdown, and they're up 35-nothing, right? They're up 35-7 or whatever it was. And to have that performance with all those eyeballs on the tube, because Brady was box office. We know that. When he's on the field, everybody's watching Tom Brady. And for Brock Purdy to look and undress the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a fashion that he did, hell yeah, there's going to be a lot of new fans coming in. And he got the Purdy chance that day. Purdy jerseys, no surprise to me. That may be the highest selling jersey. When it's all said and done by the end of the year, I think it's going to be a top 10 jersey in the NFL. Sold.
Ooh, wow.
Brock Purdy.
That's
number 13.
Wow, okay.
You're going to have your Lamar jerseys.
Yeah.
You get your Mahomes jerseys. You get your Kelsey jerseys. Your Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, all that. Purdy will have a top 10 jersey by the end of the year.
Yeah, I love that. I also felt like there was a lot of the country like, oh, CMC's out. Let's see what Purdy looks like. You don't think that was coming down the pipe?
Absolutely. And I thought he looked just fine.
I thought he looked great. The other element that I was thinking about watching Debo Samuel come out and seeing the script and everything.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.